Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Hi, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1396. This is your host, Danny Pena. And also joining me for this episode, we have Paris Lilly. What's up, Paris?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, good, man. I know you're happy. I know there was some news about the Lakers. I know you're very, very excited. Besides that, how's everything with you, man?
No, it's great. It's great. And as far as the Lakers go, it's what the premier franchise in basketball does. It's what we do.
It's all good. It's all good. By the way, before we start, man, Super Bowl predictions. Who do you think is going to win?
The Chiefs are going to three-peat.
Chiefs. Once again, I was rooting for the Bills, man, at the end.
At this point, you don't bet against them. You just don't bet against them. So
I know, man.
I just expect them to win.
Yeah, we'll see, we'll see. All right, guys, so we have a couple of things we're going to be releasing on episode here at Gamertag Radio later this week. I'm posting, actually, for GTR Retro, I'm posting the Gears of War 2 Midnight Launch coverage. That's coming out. And then a week after that, and I think Paris wasn't in this one because it was actually Jay. He was there for this one. PAX, the new media panel. We talked about podcasting. It was all Gamercast Network hosts. So we have like Achievement Junkies, Spectacular, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, and the Video Game Show. Great conversation overall. And it was moderated by Chris Palladino in 2008. Great conversation overall about the world of podcasting at that time. So make sure to check it out, man. So people have been enjoying this, man. A lot of requests. I know Arctic was saying, you know, he would like to do like people call-ins from like the fans, favorite moments. I know I had another request where people wanted me to find the first time that Paris was on GTR and the first time that Pete was on GTR. I think I could find Pete. That's an easy one. I can't remember when you were the first time you were on.
If I had to guess, it was, oh my God, why am I blanking on the game's name? We did like this collaboration thing for that Xbox game that was one of the, it was one of the first games that it was on PC and Xbox at the same time. I want to say Shadow something. Why am I blanking on
Shadow
this?
Run?
Yes. It was Shadow
Run. No, that was not your first time.
That wasn't?
No.
You sure? Mm-mm.
I'm sure that was not your first time. Cause this was after that episode was Gamercast Network. That was like you already had Uncle Gamer, part of Gamercast Network. It was way before that. So I have to like dig into the archives, but I have it. I know the one that I posted a couple days ago of the Halo 3 Midnight Launch.
Cause that would have been 07. Shadowrun would have been 07, right?
Yeah, but that you already Uncle Gamer was available. Oh, wait. Joined. Was it Medal of Honor?
Oh no. Well, I was gonna say it's probably Medal of Honor. Medal of Honor is probably the first time.
I gotta look.
Because we were it was me, you, Nelson. We were at EALA.
Yeah, and there was no Gamercast Network at that time.
So. Yeah.
That
was very... probably the first time. Yeah.
No, Arctic says Bioshock. No, Bioshock was the one where Paris came back after he retired, came back, reviewed the game with us, and then he joined GTR after that.
Yeah, that was not his first time. Yeah.
That wasn't his first time.
No, but yeah, I mean, for people, for context on that, I mean, yeah, I joined Gamertag Radio in 2013, but yeah, I mean, hell, like you said, as early as 07, I would always be coming on like randomly at stuff. And then like, shit, damn near every E3, I would pop on and we'd be talking about stuff. So I'd always been on, even though I wasn't officially a part of it, you know?
Yeah. I have an audio that Paris was like arguing with me. Well, not arguing, like a debate. He's like, Africa was the best game at the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Yo, that was so funny. Yeah. No, but I have a lot of audio stuff. We used to collaborate a lot in the early days of GTR and Uncle Gamer, so I'll dig around and search.
Yeah, me and Mandy would have our annual E3 argument. It was freaking great.
Oh yeah. What was the debate about consoles not being not powerful enough? I think it was something
like that. Yeah, that you weren't going to innovate. You had to have new hardware to continue to innovate with games or something like that.
I mean, in a way, you were right.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and re-listen to it because I seem to remember Mandy had good points and I had good points. Hell, I'm probably wrong. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about that. But anyways, be on the lookout. Make sure to check out GTR Retro episodes every Thursday. That's a lot of fun to record and dig and find, you know. So, all right. So, first of all, head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. Make sure to share the content. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. If you also would like to be part of the show, make sure to contact us. And here's how. Yeah, make sure to hit us up. I would like to get some calls. It's been a while. We haven't been promoting fan mail. So, look, if you guys want us to do fan mail, give us a call. What's up, Paris?
So, you know, on my personal YouTube channel, I've been live streaming recently. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point. I want people, because I know we're going to get into this topic. I want all the people that's mad at us to call in. Please, please call in. Please, please.
A lot of tweets, yes. Replies.
Yes.
You know, somebody said on my YouTube channel, he's like, man, who is that bald guy? He looks older than my grandma. Like, yo, bro, tell us, call us, tell us. Not Texas. It's all good. All right. So, let's talk about this, Paris. Man, yo, Paris, we knew that the Phil Spencer was going to go around. Like, we knew. We just didn't know, like, which of the topics and the questions that we had with Phil. We didn't know, like, which one it was going to get picked up. So, it was a very, very interesting and very stressful interview because a lot of people don't know I had to like catch a flight right after that interview. So I had a lot of help from Rihanna. You know, we were taking care of baby. We had like a luggage behind the scenes. Also, shout out to Albert from New York. He got us a room to record the interview. And also thanks to Paris for working with me, man, because I had a really tight schedule. And also shout out to Xbox too for that, man. So just want to mention that real quick. But Paris, overall, it was a great conversation, man. I'm glad that the interview went around, man. You know, especially about the Xbox going multi-platform. I know one of your questions was going around was, you know, what is the point of buying an Xbox console if all these games are going to go multi-platform? I know that was one of them. Another one was also about the Nintendo Switch too, you know, asking Phil about his thoughts, and he basically confirmed that they're going to be supporting. I mean, they mentioned this before; it's not like nothing new, but it's been going around. So I just want to hear your thoughts of like anything that stood out to you from that interview overall for you.
I mean, hell, I feel like I've been talking about this for a solid week, but I mean, the interview is what it is. I mean, were there some things that maybe I could have or we could have asked more? Sure. But it's limited time. You want to make sure you try and hit what you think is important in that moment. And my biggest thing was not asking him things that they've already clarified. Classic example. One of the big feedback things I've seen is, well, you didn't ask about Black Myth Wukong. In November of 2024, he answered that question. He mm-hmm. said they do know why Black Myth Wukong is not on Xbox right now, but he's not going to tell you. So us asking that in January 2025 is going to give you the same answer. They're going to answer it when they can. I personally thought he was, when he said no red lines, he talked about putting no walls around games. To me, that immediately said, and I thought this in the moment, well, that means Halo, Gears, Forza, and everything else will be going to other platforms, because why wouldn't they? So I didn't think there was a need to be specific about a certain game at that point, because he's answering your question. That's why I followed up and I asked, Well, then why am I buying an Xbox? And he gave his answer, whether you like it or not. To me, that's a lot of that between the what we just did and what Destin did. Destin did a fantastic job, obviously, is people, they wanted blood, for lack of a better term, on that. The CEO is going to answer the questions that he can answer. And the other ones, he's just simply not going to answer. So you, again, ask things that you know he can answer. So, like, Destin asked about Steam, and he laughed. Because he's not going to tell you anything if Steam is coming, which if you listen to what we talked about, I said, you talked about open platforms and he not and agreed. If there's an announcement that's going to come, let's say later this year, that they've made some kind of agreement with Valve about Steam being on an Xbox platform, he's not going to ruin that announcement. People need to understand there's a lot of planning, marketing, things that go into a lot of work that goes into these type of announcements that they're not going to ruin it, right? Again, talking about how they're going to integrate Xbox into Windows. If there's a team, let's say it's just Jason Reynolds' team, has a planned announcement later this year, he's not going to ruin that right now. Mm-hmm. He will talk at a high level about those things, but he's not going to dive into the details of them, especially in a 30-minute interview. You only have so much limited time with them. So you got to get the important stuff out of there. And I feel like him talking about their strategy for hardware was important, because that to me is the biggest thing to come out of this is, if why am I buying your hardware? Why aren't you just stop making hardware? Because this is stuff I talked about a year ago. I'm like, well, if you're going to put Halo and all that, you might as well stop making hardware. Now I had a chance to actually ask him that, and he answered it. Supposedly they're going to do something very innovative. Let's see what that innovation is. Again, he ain't going to tell you what it is today. We got to wait to see, right? Yeah. But it is important that they clarify it at some point and tell us. I don't know. I get there's a lot of passionate people out there. You know, we do the best that we can, right? I have no regrets on the interview that we did, the questions that we asked, because, you know, we have been fortunate enough over the years to talk to Phil Spencer multiple times. So again, you ask him things that you feel are relevant to it, things that, you know, the community wants to hear. I won't speak for you, Danny, but I already know what your answer is going to be. I'm sorry. I'm too old to do the gotcha stuff. I don't do freaking rage bait, clickbait nonsense. You know, we're adults. We're talking to another adult. We're talking to a CEO. You respect him as a person. You respect the title that he brings. And you ask him relevant questions. You don't do this gotcha crap. We don't need clickbait. You know, like, and I'm going to just say his name, and this is nothing personal against him. But do you remember back in 2013, Angry Joe?
Xbox
briefing or whatever.
Yeah.
He did a bunch of gotcha stuff with Major Nelson, right? Like personally trying to agitate Major Nelson into answering something. I forget exactly how it went down, but obviously Xbox was doing a bunch of crazy stuff. That's not me.
I'm never going to do that either.
I'm just simply not going to do that. And people that are unhappy about that you're perfectly fine to be unhappy about that. But I would rather do what we did versus trying to appease a very loud but small percentage of people on the internet, you know, and I'll let you go. I'll just say this last thing. There's a reason we're able to talk to the various people around the industry that we do. People are not going to talk to you if you feel like you're trying to trap them into some nonsense. We're adults. Let's be adults when we do this stuff. And yeah, I'm very happy with what we did with Phil.
But by the way, we have viewers that they're watching on YouTube, and they've been sending us comments from YouTube to Riverside. So this is my first time doing this, so I'm gonna post here in the stream. This is from Relax. He says, "Don't beat yourself up about this. Your interview was great." Of course, I know we're happy with our interview. We just it's more about explaining why what's going on and how everything goes down. And you know, we're not that type of people where we do like gotcha questions and clickbait stuff. And here's the thing. I think a lot of the young people that have been watching and growing up watching YouTube nowadays, they're used to that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
of gotcha questions and all that stuff. We're old school. We'll go way back, and we every time we have done interviews, and look, we're not perfect. I'm not saying that we're perfect, but when we've done interviews, it's more about let's sit down, let's see what they can say. We're not going to ask them questions about things that they already answer, because that to me, you already like wasted 2-3 minutes there. I'd rather ask something where we have never talked about that most likely will be an answer, you know, and go from there. Like, look, we didn't know anything about Nintendo Switch, just what they showed, Nintendo showed us the trailer, right? But I was curious to hear Phil's answer. Look, we you know, he played games. He's always talking about partnerships about Nintendo and PlayStation, you know. And I was just curious, like, hey, what you think about, you know, we were talking about handheld. I think it was you were the one that started that conversation about handheld. And I brought it up. Hey, speaking about that, what you think about Nintendo Switch? He could easily say no comment, but he answered the question. So that makes sense. But imagine me saying, okay, Phil, so there's a rumor that Halo and Forza and all these games coming out on the Switch. Can you confirm? Why am I going to ask that question? He's not going to answer that question. That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
Zero sense. You know what I'm saying? So here's another one. This is from Mecca. He said, people always want the same questions asked because they didn't like the answer the first time he asked.
Exactly.
He was asked. That, you guys had a great interview. Thank you.
And that's the whole point. He ain't going to keep repeating himself. And this is, again, this is just our interview style, how we do it. I like to make sure I go back and see what has been said in like the last 12 to 18 months. Right. So if you again, you notice I was bringing up specifics on things that he said and he's nodding in agreement. So there's no reason to re-ask that same question again because he's already told you. He's already told you he's down for open platforms. He's down for doing something different with hardware. You know, they're putting games on multi-platforms. They've no red lines, all these things. So and I'm just say this as an example. I had someone I know privately that was upset that I did not specifically ask about why Halo and Gears was going. And my response was, he told you the second he said there's no red lines, he told you everything is going right. And I was told privately that wasn't good enough. I needed to be specific, and I completely disagree with that. And then what just happened this week? Forza Horizon 5 is on PlayStation. There you go. You just got your freaking answer. I don't know how many times people have to repeat these things for it to sink in. And to the question that just came in here, you want it asked again because you don't like the answer. And what I've been saying for a while is, like it or not, this is what they're doing. And we need to embrace it. That's the wrong word, but we need to understand it. And then as a consumer, you get to make the choice. Again, you ain't got to buy, they've made it pretty clear. You ain't got to buy the Xbox hardware no more. And if you want to play Xbox games on your PlayStation, they're going to make that a reality for you. If you want to play them on your Switch, they're going to make that a reality for you. They're going to make this stuff, it's the word I'm looking for as far as their hardware goes. They're making it so that you don't need their hardware, but they need to give you reasons why you want to buy their hardware. That's where they are. Will it work? Who the frick knows? Sean Layden doesn't think it's going to work because I just saw an interview thing with him.
Oh, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like the idea.
But that's the point. It's not about whether we think it's working or not. It's what they think and what they're doing. And then it's up to us as consumers to answer that question, that if we embrace it or not. If we don't buy it, then that means it doesn't work. Right. But if we buy it, then, oh, guess their strategy worked. But we'll see. It is literally impossible to answer this question right now because they're doing something damn near unprecedented. I mean, this is not exactly the same thing that Sega did with the Dreamcast. The Dreamcast, Sega had no choice because they were getting zero third-party support. Like EA was not supporting that platform anymore. And yeah, they had start putting some Dreamcast games on PlayStation 2, but Sega also isn't Microsoft, and they also hadn't spent $80 billion on all that. And will it work? I don't know. And I think that's just the best question. The best way to answer this is I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. Hell, I don't even think Microsoft knows. I just think we'll see. We'll see how it plays out over the next few years.
All right, we have another question here, and it says Xbox. So I don't know. Oh, Xbox Expansion Pass. There you go. Question, as content creators yourself, do you think the majority of customers care that Xbox is multi-platform, or is it largely the content creators,
90% of people don't care.
They don't care. They don't care. They don't even know what's going on, actually.
I'm telling you right now, and I use this example all the time. My neighbor right across the street, he don't care. Because you know what? He plays Call of Duty, he plays Madden, he plays NBA. He don't care. He don't care if it's everywhere. It was never about him buying a box to specifically play Uncharted or Halo or whatever. If now he can play Halo on PlayStation, great. Good for him. He doesn't care. Most people don't care. The only people you see really invested into this stuff is people online. Is the small minority of people that live online, you know?
Yeah.
Most people don't care. And they obviously have it. And I bring up my kids all the time, too. My kids have no brand loyalty. They want convenience. Bring the game to where I like to play the most. That's what they care about. So I understand the shift of what they're trying to do, because they're trying to look at what the market is telling them versus the old traditional ways of how we've always done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. By the way, I'm going to play this video. It's a very short video. It's like, I'm probably not going to play the whole thing, but I just want to, this is from actually the last week's episode where I sat down with Adam and we were talking about Xbox going multi-platform. I was just curious, like, hey, I want to hear his thoughts, what he thinks about it, and hear what he had to say about it real quick. This is from the last episode. Make sure to check it out. Play this right here. Let's go. Yeah, you know what, Paris, who is the victim? Because that conversation has been coming up a lot. Social people are mad. They're like, who's the victim? The Xbox owners that wants exclusives. Now we're not getting exclusives. That's what I've been seeing a lot. I'm like, yo, relax, chill.
Hey, I've seen some of the quote tweets and replies you've been getting on that one.
Ooh, yeah. Yo, people are pissed. People are pissed. I'm like, but you got to understand, the industry is changing. It's changing. Here's the thing. If you want the industry to grow and you want to see, you know, more games, you know, and so on, I feel like if you keep on going with the same formula and it's not working, you have to change things up. Change things around. There's going to be certain things that we don't agree, but hey, we'll see what happens. Like, what is the issue of like a game like Forza Horizon 5 coming to PlayStation 5? That game came out years ago. One of my favorite games. You know, who cares? Let it, you know, release it and see what happens. I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's an old game. What's up?
Here's what I'll say in defense of people that are upset by this, because I do think there is a valid reason to be upset by it. Clue, you had to clip this shit and put it online. I don't like that this happened mid-gen, because in 2020, you were selling your hardware based off of exclusives. You were selling it off of the traditional way. You need to buy an Xbox to play X, Y, and Z. So not everybody can afford multiple consoles. So there are people, there are legitimately people out there that went and spent their $500 on a Series X with the anticipation of, well, this is where I can play Forza, right? I guess I won't be able to play Uncharted or Horizon or nothing like that. I want to play Forza. I want to play Halo. I want to play Gears. So I'm buying an Xbox for that reason. Now, fast forward 4 years later, you're telling me, no, you don't need to do that anymore. You could have bought a PlayStation. You still could have played these games. So damn, now I'm stuck that I can only play the Xbox games and the third party games. I don't get to play Spider-Man 2. I don't get to play, you know, Horizon Forbidden West or Returnal and Ratchet and Clank, because in 2020, this is what you sold me on. You then followed that up in 2021 by saying, I'm going to give you great experiences where Game Pass exists, right? You continued it. You then had a handsome young fella stand on the stage and also say, hey, Starfield is exclusive, right? I wonder who that was, right? So my point is, this was not always your message during the generation. So I understand people that are upset about this. 100%. Obviously, I said a year ago, if Halo and Gears goes, get your pitchforks out and all that stuff. Because at the time, I thought that was crazy talk. I'm like, there's no goddamn way they're going to do that. Xbox will lose their identity doing that. Again, good on Destin. He actually asked the identity question. So it's like, there's valid reasons here. Let's not get it twisted that Xbox didn't just magically do this out of kindness of their heart. Part of this is the reason you spent $80, $90 billion on Bethesda and Activision. Activision was the tipping point, clearly, that they went this direction. We're not getting enough return on investment. We got to make this money back. We're just putting stuff everywhere. Now, Phil has always been very open to games being everywhere. So he's not lying in that sense, because you can go back in the record books and see him talking about this over the years. But this has accelerated. So people that do have a concern about, well, why am I buying an Xbox next time, is valid. And like I said, I just don't think it's fair that they did this mid-gen. Now, if they would have ran this gen the traditional way, exclusive games, and then they told you going into the next one, you know what? Starting with the next Xbox, we're going to start putting games everywhere. Here's our strategy on this. Here's what the hardware is going to be. You don't have to buy the hardware. This is an Xbox, all that. Now you get to make an informed decision as you go into the next generation on what hardware you want to buy. So I understand it. Trust me, I get it. All I think I'm trying to say at this point is it's happening. And I know that's almost like a cop out in a weird way, but you've clearly already invested in your Xbox. You have it. You are still going to get to play all these Xbox games. My only thing pushback is the people that don't want PlayStation people to have the games. Who cares? I don't care about that stuff. I never did. But I do understand people upset about their investment into hardware off of one message, and then a few years later you switch it up and say something else. I think that is legit. 100%.
But let's keep it real, Paris. It wasn't Sarah, it wasn't Phil, it wasn't Matt. It's the higher ups. Like, you know what? We acquired Activision, Bethesda. We gotta change things around. You know, Satya. That's all Satya, man.
It's money. I mean, it's money. You know? It is money. That is why this is happening. But I will say, with all that said, put them everywhere. The more places I can play my games, the better. I will never apologize for that. Hell, I even remember when all this first started, people were giving us heat about the four games, like Hi-Fi Rush and all. And I'm like, good, put Hi-Fi Rush on Switch. Why do I care? It didn't matter. I just didn't think it was going to be this extreme. If you asked me this a year ago, I would not have believed you. I was like, no, they're not going to put their flagship titles everywhere. They're not going to do that, especially to the point you're probably going to start putting them day and date everywhere. I was like, that's crazy talk.
I can see that with like Fable and all that. Like, I could definitely. Oh,
they're going to do it. Why wouldn't they? Again,
that's why coming.
Wouldn't they? I still see people holding out hope. Stop. Stop it. They're going to do everything.
Over. It's a wrap.
Assume everything. Everything. Don't hold out hope that nothing's going to go. The only things that probably won't go are things they haven't already ported and they don't feel it's worth the time and resource to port them. As an example, Redfall. They ain't going to put Redfall on PlayStation. That's pointless. But moving forward, anything new coming out is going to be everywhere. 100%.
Put it this way. When we watch the Nintendo Direct about Nintendo Switch 2, don't be surprised if we see one or two or even more games from Xbox there. Like, it's going to 10? Is it 10? I mean, this rumor is going around.
I'm just saying.
It's going to happen.
Hey, if it can run on the Switch 2, it's going to be there.
Yeah.
Just think of it that way.
You know what's going to be weird? Watching Nintendo Direct, I'm not saying this is going to happen. It's just like a random guess. Imagine Master Chief Collection, Paris, Nintendo Switch 2 Direct. That is weird. It is weird seeing that. It's super weird, man.
Well, Woo! There was a time and place that Sonic on the Switch was weird. So
that's true. But nobody talks about that anymore. Now it's like, oh, Sonic, new Sonic. That's what people talk about. But here's the thing. Look, I think that people just need to get used to this, man. It's gonna happen. We're gonna see more of this in the future with multiple games. And look, at the same time, I'm excited that there's going to be a group of people that have never played an Xbox game. They always have a Nintendo console or a PlayStation console. And this will be their first time playing an Xbox game without buying the console.
Yeah, I've seen the comments. I've seen people saying that they're legitimately excited to play Forza Horizon 5 because they've never owned an Xbox and they've always wanted to play it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What games... And look, I know we read rumors and everything, but what games do you think it will be that you're very curious to check out if it gets announced for the Switch 2? Like, you just want to check to see, you know, or excited to try it out on the go. from Xbox. If it happens. For me, I think FlySim. I'm very curious to see how, if they could pull off FlySim on that one.
Flight Sim's a little different in that, you know, a lot of it lives in the cloud. So I could see them being able potentially to pull that off. I'm more interested to just know what the tech specs of the Switch 2 is going to be. I'll tell you the one, Call of Duty. Call of Duty, because they've already told you it's going to be there. We've known that one for a while, that Call of Duty is going to be there. Is it going to be to the standard of what we see on a Series X or a PS5? That's what I'm curious. That'll say a lot about what the Switch 2 can do from a performance standpoint. If they can replicate Call of Duty, I'm assuming, hell, they might announce Black Ops 6 in April on it. Yeah. But whatever the next Call of Duty is that goes to Switch 2, I'll be very curious to see what its quality looks like. But like you said, Flight Sim is one. I would imagine Forza Horizon 5 goes there. Why wouldn't it?
Why not?
I think everything's going.
Everything.
That's just me. I think everything's going to be there.
By the way, this is. I think this is a great question. Here goes. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, you could post a comments from there, and then we could send it over here to Riverside. So, all right, here goes another one. Let's see. How far back do you think Xbox will go into their back catalog and bring their older games to the Switch or PlayStation 5? Are there any Xbox games you would like want to replay on the Switch or PlayStation? What you think? Anything, oh, by the way, shout out to Tucker.
Anything that makes them money. Anything they think will make them money will be on there. That's my cop-out answer to that. To your point, yeah, Master Chief Collection. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Switch needs and also PlayStation needs a more first party, not first party, first person shooters games that we have, like online and all that stuff. Besides Destiny and Call of Duty, I think a game like Halo will be great. I think it'll be a good game to check out on PlayStation, also on Nintendo Switch too. So here's the thing that I do have a question when it comes to Nintendo Switch 2. Like, how online is going to be? Is it going to be you need the mobile app in order to talk to other people? Like, I don't want that. I want something similar to like PlayStation and Xbox, you know, better online, you know, service. That's what I think. So, but by the way, shout out to Tucker. He's been helping us designing not only Paris' YouTube channel, but also mine too. So he did a great job, man. Shout out to him.
Why are you talking for me?
Because you announced, it's all over the web.
You
it's public.
Talk for me.
It's
why,
public.
Why don't you let me it's ever public. Talk for myself when it comes to that stuff?
It's public, so shout out to
you. You always do
man.
That.
Hey, you know what?
Worry about what you got. Stop worrying about what I do.
Deal with it.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, we're going to continue here the show at Gamer Tag Radio, but first, let's talk about our sponsor, and that's Turtle Beach. Our winter has arrived, but don't panic. It's not a bad thing. It's an excuse to cancel all your plans, slap on your Turtle Beach headset, and game until the sun finally decides to come back. For a marathon winter gaming session, you're going to want the world's most comfortable, but I mean comfortable, headset with superhuman hearing technology. Turtle Beach new Gen 3 South 700 headset picks up so much crystal clear sound is basically cheating. So imagine you playing Call of Duty. You could hear the enemy's footsteps when they're like trying to attack you. You could hear the gunshots from different places. Or when you play games, you know, like Yakuza or Star Wars Outlaws and so on. It's amazing. Turtle Beach headsets are so comfortable. You will feel like you were wearing a marshmallow cloud pillow on your head. Best of all, the South 700 has the industry first ever cross-play dual wireless transmitter system. That means you can seamlessly switch between your consoles or PC with just a click of a button, and it gets even better. While being connected to your console, the South 700 can connect with your phone or music streaming, or even taking calls at the same time. Imagine you listen to some Nas or Wu-Tang while going on a kill streak on Call of Duty Black Ops 6. For limited time only, GTR listeners, this is for you. Take advantage of this deal. Get 10% of your entire order with code, with promo code GTR at turtlebeach.com. Don't miss out this opportunity and level up your game with 10% off Turtle Beach. Go to turtlebeach.com using promo code GTR. The thing I love about Turtle Beach is comfortable. I use it all the time when I play multiple games on not only on my console, but especially my PC. You know, I have my ultra wide screen. Having that headset, I feel like I'm in the game. And not only that, it's crystal clear. You get to hear a lot, not only the music, but the sound effects, shooting. It feels like I'm part of the world of the game because of that. So, and the battery lasts a very long time. I think it's an opportunity for you guys to take advantage of this right now. Go to turtlebeach.com and use promo code GTR and get 10% of your entire order. You're not going to find this anywhere else. Go right now and take advantage of this. We want to say thanks to Turtle Beach for sponsoring this episode of Gamer Tag Radio.
This is Gamer Tag Radio.
Oh, yeah. So this is Selfie Cyan, first time chat. I'd like to see the Xbox games have an exclusive period of over, what, 2 years before they reach other platforms? Here's the thing. I can see that, but I could also see day-to-date, man. I can see that. I don't think Xbox is going to wait for 2 years to release a game. They're going to release it the same time or as close as possible.
If a studio can do it, they're putting them everywhere, day and date. I'm gonna reiterate again. Mm-hmm. Fable, do not be shocked if it is day and date everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be shocked.
Yeah,
that's where we are. Gears of War E-Day, don't be shocked. Perfect Dark, don't be shocked. There's like, you're probably not seeing the South of Midnight be day and date because Compulsion is a small studio. And they would have to bring in another studio to probably help them get it there. But eventually, South of Midnight will be on another platform. There's no, here's timed exclusive windows they're doing. No, we can get it there, we're getting it there. That's, I'm gonna say it again. Have that expectation and then you will not be disappointed.
Here's the thing. Like, here's Indiana Jones. It came out in December, and it's coming out now very soon on PlayStation 5. It's going to sell. That game is going to sell like crazy on PlayStation, man. So here's another one from Gene. Now join. Microsoft made Windows phones and gave us Office mobile apps. Then they made Office apps for Android and Apple. Guess what happened to Windows phone? By the way, typing from my Surface Dual 2. I don't have that device, but I mean, some people think that Xbox is going to like stop making consoles because of the company going multi-platform. I think that in the future, if the sales is declining more, I think they will stop. Personally, I think. But right now, I don't see them making a hard stop. I don't see that happening. Now, the next console, if it's a handheld, which that's the rumor, not where, right? So is it official or is it official power? So the handheld that they're making?
I don't know. You seem to tell me everything that I know. So
anyways.
Yes, handheld. He said it.
He said it. But not on our show. Not on our show. But anyways, like that happens. They release a handheld. I think that is going to sell more because people just want to play games on the go. It will be easier, you know. I think the only perk that is going to be available on that device than other places is Game Pass. I think that's the thing that it could push. Like, hey, you could get Game Pass on this console or this handheld. It's not available on PlayStation or Nintendo. It's going to be available only here. That's something I could definitely see. Like, you know, promote that. But you were going to say something?
Nope.
Oh, be nice to me, man. Be nice. So, yeah. any other questions, make sure to post something here. Now, let me check Twitch, because I know people have been posting there a lot.
No, while you look. No, I legit have a response to that. Okay, go for it. I was just talking about this. It was on when we just did XCast. I talked about it. I posted a clip talking about it. The Xbox hardware that I will 100% buy would be that handheld. If it is an Xbox, not PC, not a Steam Deck, not a Rogue Ally, not a Legion Go. It is an Xbox. It does everything that an Xbox does. My entire Xbox digital library, first and third party games, backwards compatibility games are available to me on that device. I will be there day one to buy that. That is something I think would be very desirable for a lot of people and would be something that, yeah, people want to go get because it is doing something that other PC handhelds cannot do. So that is something they can do. I think as far as like to his question about, eventually, Windows and Office apps and eventually, Windows Phone went away. Valid. This is why I think he's talking about open platforms. This is why I think it's a device that, sure, we will give you an Xbox experience on it. But if you want Steam, you can play Steam on it. If you want the Epic Store, you can do that. So in other words, we're making this a gaming device that can also play Xbox games and other digital libraries. So we're not limiting ourselves to it just being an Xbox at that point. That's what I think the next console thing is going to be. I also think Microsoft won't be the only company making one. I do think you're going to see third-party vendors making it as well at varying prices and various performance as well. So is it a flood the market thing and then nothing? I don't know. I'm just telling you this is what I think they're going to do. Because clearly, removing exclusivity, you have to have another selling point. You got to do something unique that no one else is doing if you want me to still buy it. Because if not, I'm just buying a PlayStation. That's just facts. I would just buy a PlayStation at that point. Or I'm building a PC. Why would you get an Xbox just for Xbox games when I can play those games on other platforms that gives me other games I can't get on the Xbox? So it has to do something that makes it desirable. It has to, or it's pointless.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, this is from Izzy on X. I see Xbox becoming the next Sega. Do you see that, Paris?
Everybody says that. That's nothing new. I mean, we already talked about it. I don't think they're directly, I don't think it's apple to apples to what happened to Sega back in 2000.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. Microsoft has way more money than Sega. That's the thing people they have to understand. Like, it's a different situation. Sega had, released the Saturn. That was a failure. Released the Sega Dreamcast. It was a success, but it wasn't enough for Sega. And they're like, hey, look, we have the IPs. We have the content. Let's release this, multi-platform, go third party or whatever.
And the other big part of it is Xbox is the biggest publisher in the world. Sega wasn't.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That is very, very true. So, I don't know. I think I get where everybody's coming from too, man, Paris, but I think this is more of like a wait and see situation. Well, and you're right. I think mid-gen coming out of nowhere after everybody bought the console, like, oh, wait, no more exclusives here. I get what people are mad, but the gaming industry is changing, man. Look, here's the thing. I guarantee you if Xbox becomes very successful on making this move, don't be surprised if other companies are going to be doing the same exact thing, man. Why PlayStation can't do this? Think about it. Imagine releasing Helldivers on Xbox and Switch because, hey, let's experiment. I can see that happening in the future. If it becomes successful for Xbox, at the end of the day, it's about money, man. Nintendo and PlayStation will do it. They're not gonna go with the old formula if they see a potential opportunity to get more money in the future. I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
So just want to say that. All right, let's see what other questions here. I'm looking around because I'm just looking everywhere to see if there's any other comments here. This is from John Wakey. 3000. I wonder if the handheld will be a version of Surface with the controller handhelds on the side. You have a Surface, Paris. Do you think we'll do something like that? I don't.
Why are you again worrying about what I got?
Paris, you post pictures publicly. It's not hidden. You're not hiding this. I don't know what you're It's look, people could put up Surface Vicious Knight 6 on X and it will pop pictures of Paris with Surface.
I'm gonna do it right now. Let's see. Vicious Knight 6 Surface.
Surface. You will see pictures of all kinds of. Say?
What? Okay, you're right. All right.
See, it's public. It's public.
How do you remember the question?
I'm saying the question is, do you think it's going to be similar to like Surface with a controller? I don't think so. I think it might maybe like a Switch or like Steam Deck. Like I can see something. Not a tablet and have a controller on the side. No, I don't think so. But that's what it was me. Do you think so, Paris? Or no?
No, I don't. I think they're going to adopt the Surface model in that we're making hardware, but other people can make it too. You don't have to buy a Surface to be on Windows. So you won't have to buy the Microsoft Xbox or whatever to play Xbox games. That's what I think.
Let's see. I'm just looking around. Any other questions? By the way, if there's any other questions, post them here before we wrap it up. If there's no other question, we can stop. No, it's up to you guys. If you guys want us to continue. Yeah, shout out to Arctic in the chat and also Tanya helping us out with mod, chat, and all that stuff. And also Discord. Shout out to all the Discord members, man. This is a good one. Would it be possible to have Xbox games on the Switch 2 that requires cloud gaming?
Flight Sim.
Yeah. I can see that. Could I know?
But I think what he's asking, would it just be cloud streaming only? I mean, I don't. And this kind of alludes to what Phil was talking about. It's a closed platform, so you're at the mercy of what Nintendo allows. So if Nintendo doesn't allow you to do cloud streaming for games on Switch 2, then Microsoft's not going to be able to do that because there may be what's incentive for Nintendo to do it, right? Because they want you to buy the game on there. So you would have to buy the game on the Switch store, and then it has to be cloud stream enabled. That might not be a win for them. They might not want to do that, you know? So I don't know, because they're not going to allow you to say, well, I have a Game Pass sub and I just want a cloud stream on a Switch too. They're not going to do that because they don't make no money on that.
Yeah. Here's another question. This is from Unreal 3. Do you think, and this is on X, by the way, I can't show it on the screen, but do you think there will be more acquisitions to secure more first-party content? Which company do you think is next? Ubisoft, Sega?
I hope it's none.
I mean, Phil mentioned that they planning to buy more in the future, but I think they're going to take a break. I think they're taking a break for a while.
I've said this post Activision. Like, to me, Activision was the red line. You hit the literal red line of this, right? Mm-hmm. We can't keep taking all these major publishers off the board. Individual studios, okay, I get they might do some of those, but like people like go get Sega, go get Take Two and all. No. We need various publishers out there. So to your point, I hope they take a very long break. And if they do more acquisition, it is just like smaller studio, indie studios that does something unique with talented people. So then again, like Double Fine was a great example of that, where now Tim Schafer doesn't have to go out there and do Kickstarters and all that. He can just go make the games that he wants to make, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They make a Banjo. So Paris gets faint.
They're not making Banjo. I've for real given up on that. They're not making Banjo.
Okay.
And my reason being is clearly they don't think it's profitable, because if they thought it was, they'd find a studio to do it. Mm-hmm. And I've had too many people whisper in my ear that go, "Stop holding your breath on that when they ain't making a Banjo." So,
by the way, Paris, and we go way back where, you know, we had opportunities to play some of the games from the studio, and also got to meet them in person at E3 and other places. The news about layoffs at BioWare, where now there's supposedly less than 100 employees now compared to back then. What do you think about that, man? Like, just the changes.
I would like to not answer this question.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like putting my opinion public.
Okay.
It sucks that people are getting laid off, but I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. Just asking. Just asking. Because I know people mentioned it here and during the stream. All right. So Infamous. This is from X. I've been using X since 2001. Seems like now I should own a PlayStation 6 as a next gen console. Should I continue to invest on Xbox platforms? And why? Honestly, right now, everything is in Xbox now. I think you should. It's a wait and see situation, I think, right now. Right now, Xbox is experimenting. Yeah, they're releasing stuff on multiple consoles, multiple places. Let's see what's next. Is it? Look, here's the thing. I have everything. Not everybody's going to do that. Not everybody's going to buy every single console device on to play their games, right? But I think if you wait and see what's happening next with Xbox, then you can make your decision. Now, if it's something where you buy a PlayStation 6 and you still could buy Xbox content, that's fine too. But I think it's a wait and see situation. I think so. Like, give us a reason why we should invest more on Xbox console. That's what I feel like. Give us that reason. Why? Is there a perk that's not available on PlayStation 6? You know, besides releasing all these games, you know, now imagine there was a, let's say, Game Pass on all these devices and consoles. Then I'll say, you know what? You don't need to buy an Xbox. Just buy whatever you want, whatever you like from there.
Yeah. I mean, you pretty much said it. I mean, we are officially in wait and see mode with Xbox hardware moving forward. Now they got to show us why versus you just assuming, well, yeah, of course I'm going to get one. Now it's like, well, why am I getting one? They got to answer that question and they know it. That's why he said they got the selling point is going to be innovation. So when they're ready to start talking about it and showing it, show us that innovation. Give me a reason to want to go buy an Xbox next generation. I gave you my reason. It would be that handheld if it does X, Y, and Z. If it doesn't do X, Y, and Z, why am I buying the handheld? I got a Rogue Ally. Let's play it there. Mm-hmm. So again, they got to show me. Right. Again, when it comes to the console, well, why am I buying a console if I can play Gears of War E-Day and Halo 6 on the PlayStation 6? Why am I buying an Xbox? Because I can also play Uncharted 5 and God of War Egypt. Right. So why would I buy an Xbox? So they have to give you a reason to want to go buy it now.
Yeah, I think also the other reasons too, I think is the online features, maybe the controller. Look, some people don't like the PlayStation controller. They love the Xbox one, you know, like things like that. It all depends on you, honestly. And I always been saying this from the beginning is whatever you have the most friends that you know, they're playing at a, let's say it could be PC, PlayStation, whatever. That's also another way you can make your decision a lot easier. And by the way, I know, and this is go way back, and I got to find the audio, but I remember in the early days, this is during the Xbox One era, I think it was, PlayStation 4 era, where Paris will say something like, on the show, he will say, I wish everything was just one console, so we don't have to deal with this console war nonsense. Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have to, and I think you mentioned, you have reasons why, too, like you mentioned on the show, I got to find that. Like, that's in one of the past episodes of GTR, very, very old.
But hey, let's not dig in the archives for anything that I may have said in the past. Who would ever do that?
That's funny, man. Yeah, that's funny, man. By the way, thanks everybody for sending us questions. It's fun answering questions, man. I like doing this, man. Oh yeah, Arctic says battery life needs to be a priority. Yes, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. 100%. Yeah. I think we should wrap it up. You want to answer a couple more questions, Paris?
No, let's wrap it up and go to after show because I'm gonna say something in the after show that don't need to be on the podcast.
Okay. All right, guys. by the way, guys, thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode of Gamer Tag Radio. We're going to wrap it up here, but we're going to have the after show and that's it. Until next time, we're out. Make sure to check out GTR Retro every Thursday, only on Gamer Tag Radio. We're out. Peace.
listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.